What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show. Love this song by Kenny Chesney. Talking about the greatest sport God ever put on planet Earth. That's called football, baby. It all starts tomorrow night with a few games happening. High school football on the way, then Friday, then college next week, then the pros. We have our big show on Friday night called the Game Blitz, brought to you by Southeast Financial Credit Union. And a guy we hope to hear from a lot on the show this year is a dear friend of mine, the head football coach at East Robertson High School, Chris Keelan. Coach, good afternoon. How are we?
Oh, doing great. Hey, thanks for having me.
Always. It's your first year at East Robertson. You come into a program that's got a lot of talent there. How do you not screw this up? I mean, what's your plan this year?
That's a little concerning coming in. And last 4 years, they've been 46-7.
Woo!
And it's like, wow, you know. Not going to screw it up, hopefully, you know, and the reason I'm not is because we have really good kids. We have really good coaches. I got here, you know, a little bit late. So we spent the summer installing all of our schemes and things of that sort. And our kids have really bought in. And I like where we are. You know, we have to play Friday night to see where we are, actually. So we're excited about it.
You play Liberty Creek Friday night, and I'm telling you, one of the best settings for high school football in all of Tennessee is at East Robertson High School. And I know, Coach, you're looking forward to that, and the community is just welcoming you with open arms, and I just think it's a great fit. And you got to be over the moon excited about Friday night, but seeing the crowd, your team, the fans, everybody on the field Friday night.
I'm absolutely ecstatic, you know, and very, very excited. I'm very excited about being back in Tennessee. I spent a lot of years in Arkansas coaching, and East Robertson gave me the opportunity to come back home and coach, and I'm very, very grateful. Listening to our coaches and people in the community on what a Friday night is like here in Cross Plains, I'm really, really, really excited about being in that environment. Putting a good product on the field and competing with our guys.
So you went to Beach High School. You played at Austin Peay. So you have ties to this area. I mean, deep ties to this area. When you talk about being back, I mean, what kind of emotions do you think you'll experience on Friday night when you're back where you grew up in this area, and now you're a head coach of a very good program, a very good high school, and it's all, I think, would all be like a little surreal, right? I mean, it's all happening for you.
Very surreal and not almost, a dream come true. It's very difficult to put into words what it feels like to coach kids back in the state of Tennessee. Okay, I mean, I enjoyed my time in Arkansas. We had some good teams and you know, really good relationships there. But it's nothing like being back here in the great state of Tennessee, and it's hard to put that into words, but there's a lot of pride and emotion for me to be back in Tennessee, specifically in Middle Tennessee area, and, you know, having the opportunity to lead a team of Tennesseans, quite honestly. And I'm going to tell you this. We had some great teams in Arkansas, and they're great kids. Tennessee players are different. At least they are here in Cross Plains. I mean, football means a heck of a lot to people in this town and our kids, and the attitude and the approach that they have to the game is quite honestly something I've not experienced in my times in other places, and I'm very, very, very grateful to be here.
I love it. Chris Keelan's on the line with us, new head football coach at East Robertson High School.
Coach Keelan, when it comes to the seniors on your team, 13 of them from the roster I have in front of me, just what was that like when you, obviously you say Tennessee kids are different when playing high school football. For this senior class, what makes them different?
They really work very, very hard, and they want to work. The first day that I got here, I met a couple of kids out in the parking lot. Didn't know who they were, obviously. And they said, "Coach, you're gonna find that we want to work and we want to earn, and that's what we're all about." You know, and you're like, "Wow, that's great," you know, to hear. And then that's exactly the way they are.
Yeah.
And
go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm good. I'm done.
I was going to say, just adding on to that, when you have, you know, as a senior, you have a new head coach come into the fold. Obviously, football players are a creature of habit, the new adjustment. What was that conversation like with that senior class and even the rest of the team when you took over?
Yeah, and I was a little concerned about that. It's a good question because, you know, they have had a lot of success, but I have to come in and do what you know, fits our kids, number one, but also – what I'm comfortable with and what I've had success with in the past. And so we've done that, but I've also kind of tried to keep some things that they've done really well here. But I'm going to tell you, I was concerned about that coming in. But these kids have welcomed me with open arms, and they have been just wonderful. You know, they're all in on everything that we're doing. I think they like some of the new things that I've brought in terms of practice scheduling, how we approach things with efficiency, the attitude in which we're trying to build of physicality and toughness. And man, they've been really, really, really good. And I'm very, very happy to be their coach.
Obviously, high school football in Tennessee, it's different, just like the players. But for you, what are you most excited for when it comes to Friday nights back here in the home state of Tennessee?
Just competing, you know, competing with our guys and our coaches, you know, and probably outside. That's primary, of course. And outside of that, I'm interested to see how I'm going to feel back in Tennessee when the lights come on Friday night, because, and it's going to be different, and I don't know what that different is. It's going to be a good type of different, but I'm excited just to see what that's about. And I can already tell you the people here in this community really, really, really are supportive of football from everybody in the community, the principal on down. I mean, everybody's all in here, and I'm excited about it.
I love it. Chris Keelan's with us, new head coach at East Robertson High School. Of course, our mutual friend Coach Wells up at Eastern Kentucky. I mean, full disclosure, the three of us have run around a lot the last 35 years or so. But at the core, we love high school football. I mean, we've always loved high school football. We played high school football here in Middle Tennessee. To see you back pouring into these kids, what coaches poured into you, man, it's an amazing feeling watching. We got some great head coaches in Middle Tennessee. You're one of those. And just to see that on Friday night, man, you back doing this, it's simply fantastic.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, and, you know, I told our kids when I first got here in our first team meeting why I coach football, and pouring back into the kids. But really, the reason I coach high school football is because my high school football coach, Bob Cummings, really changed my life. You know, if it was not for him, I probably would not have gone down the road that I went down in life. I probably had been a tougher, more difficult road, but he showed me, you know, what work ethic was, overcoming adversity, you know, will to win, refuse to lose, be tougher than everybody else. I mean, if I had not played for that man, I would not have had the success of the life that I've had. So I want to do that for the kids.
I love it. You know, one of the great tragedies in our time is the fact that McGavick never got to beat down Beach while you were there. So we'll just move on from that. Is that all right? We'll play that game in our heads.
That would have been a good matchup. Maybe. I don't know.
Right? Yeah. Who knows? We'll never know. That's a good thing. Hey, Coach, thank you. I know you're busy, man. You know how much I love you. Hopefully we'll talk to you Friday night. I know you got a big game versus Liberty Creek, so best of luck, and we'll talk to you down the line. Appreciate you, Chris.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on, and hey, congratulations to y'all for winning the best sports talk show in the state of Tennessee. That is so awesome.
Ah, appreciate you. Thank you. All right, buddy. Chris Keelan, new head coach at East Robertson High School. And what he said at the end is it. That's it. That's it. That's why we love. That's where the love of football begins, with your high school football coaches who pour that love into you, who are on your butt nonstop, and it means the world.
Humble beginnings of the sport.
Yeah.
It really grabs the true appreciation of why people want to pursue to play the sport, along with play it at the next level if you're capable of it.
Absolutely. So, all right, we got more coaches on the way. Arsente Broom, who I just think the world of at 1 o'clock at Antioch, and then Brian Coleman, the head coach at Summit, will join us at 1:30. John McClain at 2 o'clock, all things NFL. We're having a lot of fun. And the cake was delivered. Thank you, Sonda, for delivering the cake for our man. And we had several people who were like, we'll bring a cake for you. And then we picked Sonda, and she's brought the cake. And congrats, buddy. Ice cream, chocolate cake.
Thank you, Sonda.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you very much. You guys are definitely making the day very special, and I appreciate it.
I am so proud of Nashville's most eligible bachelor. Yes, you are. All right, back with more. This is Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5 The Game.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.